when Mike speak and he goes out and speak to like the guys, he went to New York and he spoke to the gangbangs there, right?
Right.
When he spoke to the bangs there. What happened was he went into, because somebody, I don't know if they asked him a question, how'd you get in the business or how'd you, you know, got so big in the music business coming from the street business. And all it takes is just one person that could just say, yo, come on, go with me.
To give you, a break. To give you a break.
He told the kids that, man. And that got me even more respect in New York. I do with my new artists and even my partners, you know, because see, I do stuff to like my concert. The concert that I gave was for my guys to come, you know, make some money because we, you know what I'm saying, we not on the road. We ain't gonna be on the road for probably another 6-7
spit that game.
Or probably a year.
Hey Teddy, spit that game.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it's
spit
about.
That game.
You gotta look out for your team, and that's what it's about, man. I just don't play. When it comes to that, like my team, you know, they rock with me.
Teddy,
now,
Mike told me what you just said, Teddy.
What's that?
And he didn't know that me and you was gonna be talking. The same thing you just told me.
Yeah, I know. Listen, you know what I'm saying? Wow. My own town. So
wow.
When you got somebody as powerful as that, that gets you more respect. Because you gotta have respect in the music business all day. Everybody's gonna respect you for what you did. If you don't do no more, they don't have no respect for you. But the streets is loyal. The streets. When it comes to, you know, someone like yourself.
That's why I ran to the streets.
You know what? Me too. We did too. But this goes.
That's why we ran into each other.
Yo, let me tell you something.
Teddy, we didn't know each other.
I know we did.
You know, the first time I heard about you, I was sitting in Boone County, Kentucky jail.
Whoa.